Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
They gave me a warning. I didn't really read it, and I didn't necessarily get concerned. I was a little worried, but I didn't think anything would happen. Then as they updated it, I realized my site went down, and it was staying down. And so I was certainly panicking and realizing that I had to go through and like figure out which plugin it was. I was messing everything up. And I had let my plugins kind of bloat over time because I didn't want to break anything and remove something that was working.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Ben Currier. Now, Ben literally calls himself the failure guy. Normally, this is where I list the accomplishments of my guests, but Ben's accomplishments revolve around his failures, making him the ideal guest for Broken Bulbs, I guess. He has a podcast called Failure Guy, and he wears his mistakes on his sleeve as learning opportunities. But today, we're talking about how a lack of maintenance led to his website shutting down. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, Podchaser, basically the IMDb of podcasting, is donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every single review left on the site during the month of April 2021. But what's even better is that when I reply to your review, they're going to double the donation. And my podcast host, Captivate, is going to double it as well. That means every review you leave, you have a potential to be donating $1 to charity. Leave the review using the first link in the show notes. Now, onto the show. Ben Currier, ready to talk about yet another one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about your website breaking. So can you fill me in? What happened here? What was on your website? And how did this all come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a Microsoft Excel training website that I started back in 2011, primarily for free, just to see if people wanted to even, you know, listen to anything I had to say. Some days I'm just going to stay late at work and start recording some videos on how to use Excel. It originally started as part of a now defunct University of Reddit, which was something that people were posting their courses to. And I realized there wasn't a Microsoft Excel video course. So I decided that I was going to go ahead and make one. Fast forward to, you know, 6 or 7 years later, I still haven't put any ads on the site. Everything's still free. And I'm just struggling to figure out how do I, you know, monetize this without feeling like I'm going against some of my internal guidance in terms of like what it's like to sell something or how much value you're bringing for what you're charging. And certainly I'm always trying to bring more value than I'm charging, but just asking people for money can sometimes be stressful. And certainly it's something I've had to evolve with. And so my course had gotten to the point where I realized I had over like 15 million minutes of me listened to talking and that, you know, at any moment there's a bunch of people listening to me explain Excel. And I thought, well, there must be some way I can use this and like still help people, but make some money for myself. And so last year I decided to make my own paid course, a premium course that I launched back in August of 2019. And I really put my heart and soul into all the content of it and making sure that it's as good as can be and like miles beyond what the original training was. But the part that I really had not improved or really learned how to do well was my website. And even though my website stats were going well and all the SEO was really good, I didn't know what magic formula I used to get to where I was. So I was always worried about breaking that and making it, you know, fall in rankings and losing all my stats and everything because I pivoted to ads and, you know, trying to get money from people. So I wanted to keep all my original training free and have a paid course. Now, fast forward to a couple months ago and I got a message from Bluehost saying that they were going to update my PHP, which people who don't know websites wouldn't really know, but that can be something that breaks a lot of stuff that happens, especially with plugins if you're on WordPress like me. So they gave me a warning. I didn't really read it and I didn't necessarily get concerned. I was a little worried, but I didn't think anything would happen. Then as they updated it, I realized my site went down and it was staying down. And so I was certainly panicking and realizing that I had to go through and like figure out which plugin it was. I was messing everything up. And I had let my plugins kind of bloat over time because I didn't want to break anything and remove something that was working. So it gave me a chance to kind of reset, change the theme, which was, this was again 2 months ago, but I was still using the 2010 theme, which is a named 2010 for a reason because it was 10 years old. So it's not a, the site definitely looked outdated. So the fact that it broke and the fact that my stats were already decreasing for a while meant that this was really an opportunity for me to like go from the ground up and revamp it and at least a small step towards the thing that I want it to be, and gave me a lot of the confidence around whether I'm breaking stuff or not, because by not doing anything and avoiding action, I was really just making it so that for sure my stats would go down over time and for sure my SEO would, you know, suffer from it. So I think the fact that it broke and I was, you know, kind of at ground zero during that, you know, couple of days, it led me to make a lot of positive changes and also get a lot more confidence around my ability with websites, because a lot of times I know more than I think, but I'm just too worried. But the really the failure related to it breaking or something is just a part of owning a website, and this shouldn't be something that's so easily avoided. It should be something that we learn lessons from and get better with. But there's no reason I shouldn't have been doing more, and I kind of kick myself for not doing more when the site was doing better. So I'm trying to pull that around, and I think one of the best ways to do that is just create content that helps people, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a lesson in maintenance and in actively doing things. It kind of seems like it was your passiveness toward this issue that was, that you knew was upcoming, that you knew there was a chance it could cause you problems. And so I'm curious to hear how this changed you now, maybe what actions you take now in order to avoid these issues caused by your omission.
One of the good things is that now my site has a newer version of PHP and it's like ready to go. And so there's a lot less that could break about it at the moment, but it got me to change my theme and start reconsidering how I'm structuring a lot of it. And one of my, I call it active procrastination, which is doing something that seems like you're doing something when you're really just wasting time or at least wasting money, most likely. And so I like doing that when it comes to software. I buy a lot of lifetime deals to the software. And so thankfully, I'd bought this software that monitored my website and told me every time it went down, because then I had the ability to find out, A, that it was down, because I don't check my site all the time. And it gave me just a lot of the confidence to finally update and finally fix it, and then to go forward with a lot of the things that I wanted to do. Like I just created in the last month a message board for all of my students and things like that. And I'm moving my course platform from ClickFunnels over to Teachable. So I'm doing a lot of things that I was just delaying, and I had no good reason. And I realized once, you know, that PHP thing happened, that there's other things that I'm doing that with where I'm not pursuing it or acting on it out of fear. And I really should, like, I like to say that I use fear as fuel to push me towards that, but that's not always the case. And I should be, you know, embracing that more.
Fear is fuel. I think that's interesting. It so often is portrayed as being something unhelpful to people, is this fear. But I think it does that because it holds us back, because we look at these things and think, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I don't know about that. But then when you actually do it, there's this nice renewal of your website or of your course or the people you're interacting with. So with that, I'm curious if you have any final lessons or any final thoughts that you might want to share with the audience.
Yeah. So if you're at all like me and you're kind of avoiding doing something because of the fear of the repercussions of it, I'd say to either just do it, obviously it is an option, but if you're too scared, but you still want to make progress, I would say do the same thing on something less important. So I have so many domain names, it's crazy. So I could easily have done any of the website playing around stuff on a different domain, different installation, and then bring that over to my main one. So you can always practice on things that don't have as much high stakes, but are in the same realm of what you're trying to do in order to get more comfortable with it. So when you do it on the thing that matters, that you'll have more experience, more confidence, and it'll be less nerve-wracking.
I like that. Test it out on the smaller things. And then that way, when it comes to the bigger things, you can have a bit more confidence that you know what you're doing. I really like that. We like to end each episode with that one bulb, that one idea. Try number 1,000. That is working, at least for now. Hopefully it will continue to if you maintain your website. So why don't you tell us, Ben, what is working for you now?
Yes. So if any of your listeners want to check out my new Teachable site, it's class.excelexposure.com. That's actually currently not linked on the main site because I haven't migrated all my students over. So if anyone wants to be one of the first students there, feel free to check it out. But you can also just go to excelexposure.com to see the free training. And it also has a link to my other premium course that will eventually change to the new one.
Wonderful. I'm going to have links for all of that in the show notes. And also anything else that Ben might come up with between now and the airing of the episode. So with that, Ben, I just want to say once again, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having you on my podcast as well.
And thank you for listening. I especially appreciated Ben's thoughts on active procrastination. We get so distracted by everything else going on, getting busy with trivial things and distracted by other projects and ideas. Special thank you to Ben Currier for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his website, linked in the show notes. You can leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.